Welcome to the table. This is Sunday Spread, your one-stop shop for NFL news, hot takes, and weekly bets, where we break bread. Everybody eats.
I'm Ron Brady.
My name is Brian Brace. I'm here with my boy, Mr. Watson. What's good, Watts?
What up, my boy? How you?
I'm all right. I'm not going to lie. That was the first time I did the intro without reading it off my phone. I low-key did forget.
Nice.
But I just like slowly transitioned it into the Ron Burgundy bit.
You know, when we pull out movie references, y'all just got to keep up, man.
Yeah, you just got to keep up. Got to keep up. But yeah, this is our Friday release, which means we are here for our week 8 picks, and we will jump right into them.
Lock in, y'all. We've been hot.
Yes, for sure. Definitely been hot. Last week, I hit at 76%. Watson hit at 83%. So
you slap those together, you above 80.
Yeah.
I think.
Wait.
Sure.
Nah.
No? That's 76.
If it was 77.
It.
If it was 77.
You're dragging us down.
No. Yeah, that's on me. That's on me.
That's what this week is for, baby. You about to get 100.
Let's get it. Let's get it. All right, first game, we got Ravens at Browns. Ravens are 9-point favorites on the road. What you got?
Ravens at Browns. I mean, we touched on it last podcast. The Browns look dead in the water. We don't know what they're doing going forward. The Ravens look like they're ready to go, do what they got to do. I think they do have a chance to cover that 9, but I'm going to be safe. Ravens minus 4.
Ravens minus 4.
Yeah.
I'm also keeping it safe. I got Ravens minus 2.5. I think they do go in there and probably blow them out. But who knows? If Jameis Winston's starting, you never know. But yeah, I got Ravens minus 2.5.
That pregame speech, you have them ready.
Nah, for real. People always make fun of him because of that eat the W thing. But yo, everything else is gold. Like, he's actually really good at giving speeches.
Did you see, I don't want to go on a tangent already, but did you see the video of DeSean Jackson and Gerald McCoy breaking down the rest of that speech?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It was bad. It was bad.
We only got part of it.
Yeah.
If y'all get a chance, look it up.
Look it up. It's really bad. He was bugging.
Comedy.
Over under in that game is 44.5. I'm going to bump that up to 49.5 and take the under.
49 in the undy. I like that because I'm thinking the same thing. I bumped it up to 54.5 in the undy.
Sheesh.
I know. I bumped that thing up there.
He said, I'm winning. I don't
care. I'm winning
care.
This one. Ravens mess around and drop 40 their damn selves. So right. I just had to be sure. and like you said, Jameis. So.
Yeah, you never know. Jameis might go out there wilding.
They're not scoring a 50 as a whole, though, as a team, collectively.
Next game, we got Titans at Lions. Lions are 11-point favorites.
It's a lot.
Sheesh.
I mean, maybe it's warranted. Them Titans, we don't know what them Titans are. But for me, my money, like I think we touched on it on the last pod, the Lions are looking like the best team in the NFC, top 3 team in the NFL. For my money, I go Lions minus 6.5. They win by more than a touchdown.
-6.5. Also have Lions -6.5. That minus 11 is a bit insane, but I think they win by at least a touchdown.
I mean, it's not insane in the sense of like what are the Titans doing these
right.
days? And like we mentioned, the Lions just right now offensively like can do whatever they want.
Yeah.
And so unless the Titans have something to slow them down, which I don't know what the Titans do.
Right.
But for my money, I wouldn't put that on there.
Yeah, it's too aggressive.
It's too aggressive, exactly. We here to cover.
Right. We're here to win. Over-under in that game is 45.5. I'm going to bump that down to 39.5 and take the over.
39.5 in the OVO. All right. Titans, Lions. So what worries me is the Lions. They're the ones that like to put up these numbies. For me, though, I alternate spread that thing, bumped it up to 52.5 and went with the undy.
The more I thought about it, I was like, I kind of like bumping it up and going with the under, but I still think they can put up points.
Just themselves.
Yeah.
The Titans can score once or twice. Like,
right.
The Lions' defense isn't like great or nothing.
Right.
They just benefit from their offense just smoking teams.
Yeah. I could see the score being like 38-10.
Yeah. All day.
Next game, we have Colts on the road at Texans. Texans are 6-point favorites. What you got?
divisional, so you know we got to take that for what it is. The Colts find a way to win games. It's weird. And the Texans, as of late, don't seem to be putting it all together. But I don't think Stroud's going to have back-to-back dudders. I think he's going to put it together, do what he got to do to win that game. So Texans, money line.
Texans, money line. Keeping it safe.
Keeping it real simple. Just go out there and win the game, guys.
I'm just about as safe as you, but not as safe. I got Texans minus 1.5. I think they do win that game, but I think they're going to win like a weird. It'll be like a weird one.
Like, didn't they play each other week one? And it was kind of weird until it wasn't.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I can see them winning like 17-15 or something. Just something awkward. Stupid.
Got a safety in there.
Right. Over under in that game is 46. I'm bumping that up to 51.5 and taking the under.
51.5 in the undy. I like that. I got it at 39.5 in the over.
I feel like Anthony Richardson low-key plays good against the Texans.
He does. For two games that he's played them, he's played well.
Right.
So we'll see if he's actually able to keep that up or if he's just been figured out as just an athletic man running around out there with no kind of football quarterback sense.
Right. Next game, we got Packers at Jaguars. Packers are 4.5-point favorites.
4.5, eh? Not going to beat around too much. Jags at home kind of means nothing to me.
Nada.
I got Packers covering exactly as it is, -4.5.
Packers -4.5.
I think they win by more than a touchdown. So leave it at that.
Yeah, I can see that. I did bump it down, though. I got Packers -2.5 just to be safe. Who knows if the Jaguars come back from London and they're just like, yo, we're here to play, son.
Right. Like, that vacation was lit.
Right. We're only going to lose by field goals for now. Over-under in that game is 49.5. Seems kind of high. So I'm going to bump it.
Even higher?
Right. That's what I'm thinking. I'm going to bump it even higher and take the under. Nah, I'm going to bump it down. I'm going to bump it down to 41.5 and take the over.
Oh, would you look at that? I have the same exact thing.
What do you know?
The same exact thing.
Next game, we have Cardinals at Dolphins. Dolphins are 3-point favorites. You're probably wondering, why are the Dolphins favored? Tua should be back this week.
So they say.
So they say. And the Cardinals have, or Kyler Murray has not won back-to-back games, I think, since his rookie year. And Call of Duty dropped this week.
Just a lot of things going against the Cards.
Yeah, so I'm going to go Dolphins money line.
So the information you gave me was given to me prior to potting, but it's on me to take that information and do with it as I will. For me, the Dolphins don't scare me. And so I got the Cardinals +7.5.
Cardinals +7.5.
They cover that zone.
I'm not mad at it.
Both teams don't, you know.
Yeah, like both. I don't know.
It's
both
a weird situation. Yeah.
Whatever.
Whatever, kid.
Right.
Like Tua coming back. Big whoop. I mean, actually, that is a kind of a big whoop. It's right. A whole different team. It's a right. Whole different team. So we'll see.
Over under in that game is 46.5. I'm going to bump that down to 39.5 and take the over.
39.5 in the OVO. I hear that. I hear that. I'm in a similar boat. I got at 38.5 in the O.
38.5 in the over.
Yeah.
Next game, we have Jets at Patriots. Jets are 7.5-point favorites. That just tells you how bad the Patriots are right now.
The Jets and the Patriots. Shoot, did I even do any research on this game? I have all the games written down. I don't even see that one. I kept that one off the ledger, apparently. What you got?
I got you. Do your thing. Do your thing. I'm going Patriots +10.5. I think the Patriots are at home. Could they win this game? Maybe, because the Jets are just like weird. But I feel like the Patriots are kind of built to be able to stay in a game like this. Jets offense doesn't scare me much. Their defense is not playing up to par. I think the Jets do win that game, but I think the Patriots could keep it close. Drake May doesn't look terrible. He doesn't look bad, honestly. He looks all right.
He doesn't. I hear that. So what'd you say? My bad.
Patriots plus 10.5.
Plus 10.5 for the paddy wagons. I like that. Like you said, the Jets aren't no world beaters. The Patriots don't look that awful. If anything, they both look just as awful.
Right.
Shoot. For my money, I like... I don't like any of it. I'm going to go Jets money line.
Jets money line.
Just win the game, slubs.
Yeah, you're not asking for much.
Yeah.
Over-under in that game is 41.5. I'm bumping that thing up to 49.5 and slamming the under.
49.5 in the undie. I hear that. I might even be in a similar boat. I'm looking at 47.5 in the undie.
Gotcha. Next game, we got Falcons at Bucks. Falcons are 2.5-point favorites on the road. I'm assuming because Mike Evans will be out and Rod God, RIP, my boy.
Crazy. Tough situation over there to just watch your whole offense just fall apart.
Right.
Now they're going out there with Shepard and Cade Otten and a rookie McMillan.
Yeah.
Good luck. Baker was doing all right this season, too.
Yeah. I miss Chris Godwin already.
I miss him already. I'm going to keep him on my team just to remind us how good we were.
Just throw him on the IR. Yeah, I did that. I didn't drop him.
Yeah.
Threw him on the IR.
He's on the IR.
Just in case.
Bionic ankle.
Right.
But to the game, for me, my money, even though I already said the Falcons are on the ban list, bunch of bums, what is you doing? I got Falcons money line.
I as well have Falcons money line. I was just about to change it. But I was like, nope, go with your gut. Just stick with Falcons' money line. Don't get greedy.
I hear that.
Over-under in that game is 46. I'm going to bump it up to 41.5 and take the under.
Bumping it up to 51?
What did I say?
41.
My bad. Bumping it up to 51. Thank you.
51 and the undie.
Yep, 51.5 and the under. Okay. I don't see too many points being put up in that game.
Okay. We in the same boat. I gave myself a little more cushion. I got it to 55.5 in the undie.
5-5-5. Next game, we got the Eagles on the road at the Bengals. Bengals are 2.5-point favorites. I'll let you start us off. Or actually, no. I'll start us off. I'll let you finish with the Eagles. I like Bengals money line. I don't want to get too greedy with points and everything. I think both teams can win this game. Since the Bengals are at home, I'm going to lean towards the Bengals, though. What you got?
Respect. Eagles, oddly enough, have a weird record against the Bengals. I think we're like 7-2 or 8-2, like the Bengals against us, like 3-2 against us last. Or like 8-2 and like 2. I think we tied them twice on that's some weird nonsense.
Yeah, that's weird.
So the Bengals just always kind of give me like a, ugh, I don't know what's going on over there. I think the last win we just had gives us a little extra mojo to do what we got to do to head into Bengals land and cover plus 7.5.
Eagles plus 7.5?
Yeah.
Got you. I think that's a great pick, honestly.
Actually, I lied. I actually have it as plus 9.5.
Plus 9.5.
I must have changed that on the fly right now.
So which one do you want? You want 7.5 or 9.5?
Go with my gut. My gut said 9.5.
9.5 it is.
9.5.
They're going to lose by 10.
No, I know. It's going to break my heart.
No matter what, you'd still, even if it was 7.5, you'd still be off.
Oh. You got me.
Over under in that game is 48. I like points in this game. Even though every time I feel like I like points in the game with the Eagles, there are no points. Like nobody scores at all.
Defense has low key been solid, man. We top 10 in a lot of categories.
Yeah, I'm still going to shoot out. I'm going 42.5 in the under. Even though it's not really shootout numbers, but you got to be safe. We're trying to win. Everybody got to eat.
Saying 52 in the under?
Is that what I said?
You said 42.
What am I doing here? 42 and a half and the over.
Okay.
Sorry. 42 and a half and the over.
42 and a half in the OVO.
This is how you know we're here for the people. Like, we're in a competition to see who has, like, the best numbers at the end of the season, but he's still correcting me.
We're here for y'all. We're here for y'all, mainly. For me and my shmoney, I'm in the same boat. I got 41 and a half in the over.
Next game, we have Saints at Chargers. Chargers are 7.5-point favorites.
Seems like a lot.
Yeah, it does for the Chargers.
Like, but it could be more so the Saints are just that bad right now.
Yeah, I think Spencer Rattler has proven you're not a starting quarterback just yet.
Just yet.
And he's just not getting much help around him.
Yeah, it's a dark situation over there. For me and my money, I alternate spread that thing. I bumped it down to -3.5. I think the Chargers win by more than a field goal.
I like it. -4.5, you said?
-3.5.
-3.5.
Yeah.
See, look at me. I'm trying to screw you up. I got Chargers -2.5. I think they win that game. I think they win it by more than a field goal, but just keeping it safe. Over under in that game is 40. I'm going to bump it up to 51.5 and take the under.
Oh, would you look at that? I had the same exact thing written down.
What do you know?
Look at us.
Look at us.
Is this going to be a chalk week?
It sounds like it. Maybe we both get 100.
I definitely got to build a parlay this week.
next game, we got Bills on the road at the Seahawks. Bills are 3.5-point favorites.
Bills on the road being favored is interesting to me.
Yeah.
Them going to Seattle and they're favored.
DK Metcalf is most likely out.
Okay.
Sprained MCL.
Okay. I hear that. I think for me and my money, I go Seahawks +9 at home.
Seahawks plus
9. I don't think they lose by more than two. Than double figgies. And I could be wrong. Every time I bet on the Seahawks, I've been completely wrong. So maybe you should take that for what it's worth.
Right. in that game, I got Bills money line. I know they're favorited. That's not going to be the greatest payout, but
we're here to win.
Yeah. Seahawks not having DK Metcalf kind of scares me. I wanted to go like Seahawks plus some points, but it was about to be like Seahawks plus 14.5. And it's like, bro, you're not even about to make no money. Like, so yeah, just Bills money line. Over under in that game is 47. I'm going to bump that. What am I going to do? I'm going to bump it up to 56.5 and take the under.
56.5 in the undie. I hear that. For me and my money, I got it at 38.5 in the over. Bump that thing down real low.
Drop it low. Next game, we got Bears on the road at Commanders. Bears are 1.5-point favorites. If you're wondering why the Bears are favored on the road, it's looking like Jaden Daniels might not play.
Yeah, they originally flexed this game to, what is this, 4 o'clock if I'm not mistaken? Originally,
yep.
I think it was supposed to be the Eagles versus Bengals in that slot, and they bumped us out for the two rooks, which, whatever. I prefer early games anyway. No Jaden Daniels. I think that's going to be a problem. I think Mariota last week was cool. I don't know if that's something that can translate over multiple games. So with my money, I got Bears money line.
Bears money line. I got Commanders +10.5. I think Marcus Mariota is going to flourish in that offense. He's not going to be like some kind of star. I don't even think they win this game. But I do think they keep it close. But I do think he has a chance to win the game. So that's why I want to go Commanders plus some points. Over-under in that game is 43.5. I'm going to bump that down to 36.5 and take the over.
36 in the OVO. I hear that. I got 37.5 in the over. So we in the same boat.
Different paddles.
You on the left, I'm on the right.
Next game, we got Panthers on the road at Broncos. Broncos are 9-point favorites. Bryce Young is starting.
Throw up on yourself. What did the Broncos do to be getting all these like televised games?
For real.
Like
Sean Payton, I guess. I don't know.
Yes. So they can show him a couple times a game, like whatever. Panthers, Broncos, I don't think we need to spend too much time on this. I'd be hella surprised if the Panthers go into Denver and win the game. So for me and my money, I got Broncos -3.
Broncos -3. I have Broncos -2.5. Probably for the same exact reasons you have, -3.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Bryce Young's starting. He's back. Because I guess Andy Dalton got into a car accident, messed
with his
thumb
family.
Up.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Him and his family, that's tough to see.
Yeah, scary stuff.
Scary stuff. Real life. Life be life and stuff.
Word. Life does not stop. Why is it always Panthers quarterbacks? Remember Cam Newton got into a car accident?
He did.
Granny didn't have a family, but
Carolina
messed his shoulder up.
I think North Carolina's basically doesn't know how to drive.
Sounds like it.
The driving ed out there is apparently bottom tier.
One of my boys does live in like the Charlotte area, and he said like, yo, driving out here is crazy.
So oh, yeah, there we go.
He said like everything is highway. He's like, you have to get on the highway to get anywhere. So That's neither here nor there, though. Just theories.
Theories. We're chock full of them.
Over under in that game is 43.5. I like to bump it. Yo, I'm going to do something crazy.
You're going to bump it down?
I'm going to bump it down and take the under. I'm going to bump it down to 39.5 and take the under.
I hear that. I'm trying to make some monies.
Yeah, every week I try to give you one that's like, yo, this might be the one you make a little money on.
I hear you. I mean, I got it. I bumped it up to 51.5 in the under. Ain't no way.
Ain't no way they scoring that much. Next game, we got Chiefs at Raiders. Chiefs are 10-point favorites. I would say sheesh, but no, that is how it should be.
Yeah, I mean, the Raiders are clearly stinky poo. The Chiefs, though, low-key do like to play to their competition, and it is a divisional game.
That is a fact.
And I think the last time the Raiders were in this position, they beat the Chiefs last year. It was a situation I remember betting on. I'm like, oh, yeah, the Chiefs should beat the Raiders, and then the Raiders turned around and won. And it's like, oh, okay. I don't think that's this year, though. Chiefs, -3.
Chiefs -3.
Yeah.
I got Chiefs -2.5. I think they win that game. They should win that game. But just to be safe, you know?
Yeah.
Over-under in that game is 41.5. I'm going to bump that up to 48.5 and take the under.
48.5 and the under.
Like you said, the Chiefs like to play down to their competition. And next thing you know, they're winning 20-17. It's like, why?
It might be like a conspiracy theory. It might be them like testing themselves in the sense of,
right,
like, all right, these guys are nice. Let's elevate our game.
Right.
Like, all right, these guys are bad. Let's put ourselves in weird positions to see how we can react to them.
Yo, I can honestly see like Andy Reid. I could see Patrick Mahomes going to him and being like, Andy.
Playing 3-level chess.
Right. Like, Andy, yo, we got to like, we're gonna throw the first 3 quarters of this game. Right. And we're just going to make sure we're down by a touchdown. We'll keep it that close, and then we're going to see if we can come back. Is that cool with you? And Andy Reid's like, sure.
That's like next level freaking, that's the word I'm looking for. Next level 3D chess, man.
Nah, for real.
So.
Yeah, I could definitely see them doing that. But yeah, I got 48.5 in the under. Did you give me yours or?
No, I don't know why. I just randomly thought about this Chiefs commercial. It was a new Allstate commercial. You know, they're, like the Chiefs are now apparently just locked in with Allstate. But it was Andy Reid, the Allstate guy, and Patrick Mahomes. And Andy Reid was just, like, tweaking out. He kept saying something repeatedly. I forgot what the hell it was. And that's why I was just mentally just, what was Andy Reid saying again? Random tangent. what did I say? Chiefs? Yeah, 48.5 in the undie.
48.5 in the under?
Yeah.
So we the same over there?
Same. This week's looking kind of chalky.
Next game, we got Cowboys on the road at 49ers. 49ers are 4.5-point favorites.
What you got?
Oh, you want me to start us off? All right.
Yeah, start us off.
So last,
we didn't get to talk Cowboys yet.
Last week episode, I said that the Cowboys were going, my hot take was the Cowboys were going to get blown out this week by the 49ers if the 49ers are healthy and Mike McCarthy will be fired, Al Harris will be the interim head coach. However, key word is healthy. 49ers are no longer healthy.
Right.
I don't think the Cowboys get blown out this game. I think they lose this game because they're still banged up. Micah Parsons is still out. DeMarcus Lawrence is still out. Carson's still out. Bland might come back. I just heard Brandon Aubrey just got hurt. Who knows? We're banged up right now. It's starting to become obvious that the Cowboys want to just throw the ball to CD a lot, and teams are figuring it out, and they're just bracketing him, pretty much double-teaming him the entire game so he doesn't make the big plays that he's normally making. With that being said, I got 49ers minus 2.5. I think they still win this game. Kyle Shanahan just going to outcoach Mike McCarthy, and they're just a better team than us because Cowboys are stinky.
I hear you. It is a zoo over there.
Yes, it is a zoo.
You did mention it.
Yeah.
So I hear you for everything you said. Something just tells me after the bye week, it's the Niners. They see how banged up they are. Like, the Cowboys, I think, want this one. I would think, like, there's something different about this one. I don't know why, but it's like, you know, it's the Niners. They've been embarrassing us. We just came off a bye. Before the bye, we got embarrassed. So we can't back-to-back be embarrassed. I think they come in with a vigor, with a newfound energy, and they cover plus 11.
Cowboys plus 11. I hope we could cover 11. This should be fun. And it's Sunday night. Like, this could easily turn into a game where it's just like, all right, what else is on Sundays? Like, they're just going to turn this one off at halftime.
But like you said, the Niners are banged up too. Yeah. So, I mean, it's a battle of the banged ups.
Right.
And you guys came off a bye. So at least you're banged up off a bye. They're banged up, banged
up.
That
is true. And like Micah could still play. Like it could happen. But do I think they send him out there after an injury to go against Trent Williams? No. I don't think they're going to do that. They'll probably rest him another week.
Speaking of Trent Williams, did you see him crash out last week?
He does that far too often.
Yeah.
Far too often.
I feel like he gets a pass a lot.
Yeah.
Like he gets the quote-unquote credit for being, quote-unquote, the best tackle in the league.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he should be thrown out the league. You hear that, Roger Goodell? Throw him out.
Like, that dude is always just being extra. That's my issue with him. He's extra.
Anyone good not on the Cowboys, throw him out the league.
That boy is extra. Remember when him and Sherman got into it?
Yeah.
He's like, I'm going to punch you in your fucking face. Mm. And Sherman was like, do it, boy.
And then did.
And he did it. He's like, all right.
Richard Sherman knew he went to Stanford. He's smart. He said, oh, all right. He really did it. Cool.
Oh, comedy.
Over under in that game is 46.5. I'm going to bump it up to 53.5 and take the under.
Okay. So 53 in the undie.
Yep.
53.5 in the undie. For me, I got 40.5 in the OV. In the OVO.
Been having a lot
OVO.
Of
OVO.
Right. I was about to say, we're having a lot of Drake mentions. Let's make sure we put him back in his place. Did you see? I know it's a quick tangent. Did you see, like, someone posted a picture of Kendrick Lamar's, like, childhood home?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, he had a house with a 2-car garage and a built-in sauna. And then they showed like Drake's like projects that he grew up in Canada. Bro, I'm taking the projects in Canada over Compton any day, bro. Like, what are we talking about?
Right. Like,
I'm not
y'all not
living
gonna sit
in a house in Compton.
Not going to sit here and tell me the projects of Toronto or wherever the heck he grew up is like that much crazy to the point of compared to Compton anywhere.
Right.
Anywhere in Compton. Where's the good part of Compton?
Right. Man's grew up in like the 90s in Compton, bro, in the early 2000s. Stop it.
Madness.
Cut it out. Can't even go outside in a certain color. Like, imagine that, bro.
Just living your life. Like, you know what? I can't wear red in this area, but when I hit that corner, I can wear red.
I remember hearing a story from one of my boys. He went out to California and he like took the public transit or whatever. And he had on like, I forget what color, but he had on a certain color. And dudes like ran down on him, say, yo, like, who you with? And he's like, yo, I'm not from here. Like, I'm from Massachusetts. Like, I don't know what he said. You can't wear that color on this bus. Like, don't do that. Like, you should take it off. Like,
crazy. Like, that's a little, it's a little much. Like, I don't need you caring. I don't need you caring that much, sir.
Right. Like, only thing in Springfield that kind of like resembled that was like hats. Like, yes. If you wore a Sox hat or a hat, it's like, that, yo, why true. You got that hat on at the Eastfield Mall, son?
Right.
You know, that's our side of town, son.
Right. I learned that on accident. I bought a Sox hat. I went to school and everyone's like, oh, word, what? Oh, word. And I'm just like, what? Like, what?
Right.
Eventually I found out and I'm like, oh. That's not the case.
Yeah.
And I asked one of my boys who were about that life, like, oh, you want to buy this hat? I just bought it, wore it once. He's like, yeah, I got you. And that was that.
Discount. Discount, please.
Like, we're not doing this, bro. You're not going to associate me with nothing.
Yes, sir.
Good times, good times.
Another same situation. One of my boys, his name's Avery, and he thought it would be dope to get the word Av, like for Avery, mm-hmm. put in his head. And he didn't live anywhere near Av. He lived a lot closer to Sycamore, though. Like, and like apparently dudes tried to jump him, but then he ended up getting one of his boys jumped because his boy like jumped in for him and like, they jumped him or whatever.
All right.
Craziness. Springfield gangs, yo, bro.
Springfield gangs crashing out. Guys, we don't need to be doing that. Reel it in.
All right. Speaking of reeling it in, Monday night, last game of the week, we got Giants on the road at Steelers. Gross.
Jeez, Louis.
On Monday night, bro.
The schedule makers, y'all could have easily flexed this game out and threw the
right.
Young Bulls at Monday night. You could have kept us at four.
It's got to be like, I granted, they're two popular teams, so I get it. But it's just like, come on. We don't want to see that.
I don't know. Monday night when it's the only thing to watch.
Right.
This is definitely a day where you should have had two Monday games.
I'd rather Eagles-Bengals. I'd rather Bills-Seahawks.
Shoot, I'd rather Jags.
Nah, that's crazy.
I couldn't even finish.
That's crazy.
But, bro, the over-under tells you all you need to know.
Right.
Like, that's the lowest over-under the entire week.
All right, yeah,
that's gross.
All right, Giants at Steelers. Steelers are 6.5-point favorites. I like Steelers minus 2.5.
Steelers minus 2.5. I got Steelers money line. Let's get them out of there.
Word. Over under in that game is 36.5. I'm going to bump it up to 48.5 and take the under.
48.5 and the undie. I got 43.5 and the undie.
All right. Those are our picks for week 8. Before we get out of here, we need to give you a little Sunday parlay pie brought to you by Popeyes.
Brought to you by Popeyes Parlay Pies.
One of these days, man.
One of these
really
days.
Gonna look out.
Facts. I'm in y'all DMs.
I'm in y'all DMs. You gotta send a little Popeyes kid meme.
Yeah.
Like send that in the DM, like, yo, you see my DM?
Right,
the little
eyes. Right.
So yeah, we give you two game locks and two player prop locks. I'll start you off with my game lock. I like Chiefs minus 2.5.
Okay.
I think the Chiefs, they better win against the Raiders, but I think I'm pretty comfortable with betting 2.5. I think they win by at least a field goal, even if they do their goofy, like, let them keep the game close to have some fun. If Patrick Mahomes plays the whole game left-handed or something, some goofy.
Some
game lock you got?
Let me look at the old Palm Pilot real quick. I think I did mention it, but I didn't write it down like a goofy. This is rookie potting, Dave. Rookie potting. What did I say? Packers. Packers win by more than a field goal. I think you can slam on that. Minus 2.5. Like I mentioned in our pick'ems, I think you can slam on the Packers covering 2.5.
Packers minus 2.5 over the Jaguars.
Jaguars. How'd you know? I lied. My apologies.
You lied.
We're trying to lock. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
we really need a lock. I ain't trying to just throw y'all something. You're like, oh, that makes sense. No, we're trying to lock. Lions are beating the Titans. Lions
Facts.
Are beating the Titans by more than a touchdown.
Facts.
So that 6.5 that I said earlier, because they got it at 11. So Lions minus 6.5, they're winning by more than a touchdown. Lock it in.
Lions minus 6.5. So scratch the Packers minus 2.5. But if you like a little add-on, throw that Packers minus 2.5.
I did say that earlier.
So, yeah.
That's hilarious that a lot of people do that. They're just sitting and just making noise like,
nah, right.
I'm saying.
Just making random noises, bro.
And people know exactly what you're saying. Like, yo, that thing over there, I'm saying. You're like, oh, man.
I know you can't run.
It's like Pootie Tang. Tippy tie on the running kind, my Damie. Sarate.
Sarate. My first player lock, or my player lock for this Sunday parlay pie, is I got a Derrick Henry anytime tutty against the Browns. I feel like locking in. Derrick Henry didn't score a touchdown last week, which tells
me. He got a receiving touchdown.
Oh, yeah. He didn't get a rushing touchdown.
So he still got the anytime if you bet it.
So it's like, he's going to score. Like, they need him to score. He, not saying he is their offense because you do have Lamar Jackson, but it's like, he's that right hook to that Lamar Jackson jab, if you know what I mean. That 1-2 punch.
Yeah, they definitely 1-2 out there.
So, yeah, I got Derrick Henry anytime tutty. What's your player prop?
For me, my player prop this week, I like Jordan Love, 2 passing touchdowns. Going against the Jaguars, I don't see them stopping anyone as far as, you know, passing the ball is concerned. They let their rookie, May get a little some, none too crazy, but a little some. So at minimum, Love's going to go in there and throw 2 tutters, especially because Jacobs don't know nothing about the end zone. So.
For real. Yeah, and like the Packers, I feel like all their points are being scored through the air.
100%.
Like they're slanging that thing.
100%. So lock it in. Jordan Love, 2 passing touchdowns.
So yeah, so we got Chiefs -2.5, Lions -6.5, Derrick Henry anytime tutty, Love 2+ touchdowns. We got a little add-on of the Packers? Packers 2.5. Packers -2.5.
Oh, yeah, the add-on. That was the add-on. Yep. Yes.
And another add-on, if you like it, I got a Montgomery anytime touchdown. I feel like he gets into the end zone a lot.
He does.
So
it just sucks choosing between him and Gibbs because he just never stinking know.
Yeah.
But Montgomery's on a streak, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he scored this.
I think his streak broke, and that's what I think they're going to get him in the end zone again.
We'll see. He did leave last game with like a little weird injury, but he doesn't have an injury designation. So
He can't, like, he ended up coming back in that game and still going off.
Interesting. So, all right.
Who knows?
We'll see.
It's true.
The whole thing is, you know, can't have scared money, baby. Just put that money up. I was actually having this conversation with my boy earlier about, like, the gambling situation and, like, just be candid with y'all right now. I haven't hit a single football parlay all season. So I'm giving you all these parlay picks, you know what I'm saying? Lock in with me. But my personal parlays, right, I've not been hitting. And one of the things that my boy was saying was, like, yo, you're making these, and I've heard this already. Like, Mook was telling me this years ago. He said, yo, Dave, stop with the 12, 15 legs and the little $5, $10. Like, you're hitting on 10 of them, so just pick 4 of them that you like and throw more money on it.
Right.
I'm like, nah, bro, I like the leg. Right. I like the payout. I need to stop. I need to stop being scared, pick my little 4 or 5 legs, put 25 to 50 on it, and let it run.
But it's just like, I get it. So when sports gambling, sports betting, whatever, came to Massachusetts and, like, we started betting, I won most of my money on, like, the free bets that they gave you, which were $25 like free bets. Mm-hmm. We got $200 worth of $25 bets. And I was killing them. Made like, I don't know, maybe like $1,400.
Mm.
But then after that, when I got rid of those and was like, oh, I'm betting my money, I'm like, all I got is $5, baby.
Yeah.
Like, I don't got the bread to be putting up $25. Like, if I put up $25, it's like, I might not get gas this week. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, 100%.
I got to be smart about, I got a family. You know what I mean? We got to eat. So I'm like, yeah, $5, and I'm gonna build this crazy parlay. And it's like, I missed by 2 legs or missed by 1 leg. And it's like, if I was smart, I would just put that $25 on them 4-leg draws where it's like, you win $125. Like, if somebody came up to me on the street and was like, yo, give me $25 right now, and I'll give you $125. Like, yes, here.
Yeah.
Immediately.
Yeah, exactly. So, like I said, man, I got to stop being scared. I can't be out here. I got to stop pump faking. Like, I haven't hit in football. That's annoying. It's annoying at this point. Like, if I showed you this past week, it's more of the same. It's me missing by a leg, missing by so-and-so not getting that extra 2 yards that they needed to get. Like I mentioned, Dobbins blew up a ticket, and Zay Flowers blew up a ticket. Mm-hmm. Like, bro, you've been racking up yards left and right. This man threw for 5 touchdowns, 280, And you mean to tell me you got 10 yards?
Right.
Like, come on, bro.
Yeah. And it's like, yo, we've been hitting on these parlay pies that we put on the show.
Right.
But then we go home and we take that parlay pie, because I know I do. I don't know if you're doing it. I take those four and I'm like, yep, I really like these four and I'm going to add three more.
Yep.
And then it's like, oh, lost by one, but it ain't the one that we talked about on the show.
I couldn't tell you the last time I did a parlay that didn't have at least 10 legs.
It's crazy.
That's bad. Like, we're reaching degenerate levels, but I need to be smarter about my degenerateness. Like,
right.
Like, stop with these. Like, I'm going to end up spending $30 anyway. So it's like,
solid point.
Take this 30, bet on these three legs, these four legs, and let it run, man.
Yeah.
I need to catch a dub.
Gotta catch a dub.
Like, geez Louise.
And it's like, yo, last week, I'm hitting on 76%. You're hitting on 83%. Why aren't we playing these bets? What are we doing? We're literally giving y'all the picks, and I'm sure people are listening like, oh, yeah, I like that pick. I like that pick. I'm going to throw that in.
Doing their thing.
Yo, Sunday spreads. Yo, you looking out. Everybody eating, but we facts. Not eating.
Facts. Not eating off my own plate.
Right. We overthinking it.
Nah, for sure. And I already told you how I've been setting myself up for failure, so I need to do better of, like, just planning these out better. Maybe do it on Saturday.
Right.
Like, they're out there. The lines is out. The player props is up. Like, I need to just start buckling down sooner rather than waiting till Sunday. And now I'm trying to slap it together late.
Right.
And then
be proactive.
Not even going to front. Like, I hit more in basketball. This isn't a basketball podcast, but this is a sports betting podcast. And when it comes to basketball, I actually hit in basketball.
Yeah. I hit more in UFC.
Mm.
And, like, if someone to ask me, like, oh, are you, like, a big UFC fan? No.
Like, just go with your favorites?
Yeah, like, whenever there's, like, a UFC 3-0 whatever, like, a big event, like, me and my wife, we watch or whatever, I'll put a parlay in, and I usually hit, like, and get good money. But I don't know who I'm picking, what I'm picking, never even heard of these dudes, but it's just like, my gut's telling me go with this. My gut's telling me go with this, and it works. Football, it's like, I have all this knowledge of and love for the game that it's I'm
almost
like,
too much.
Yeah, and it's just like, oh, like, don't be biased. Like, no. But then me not being biased makes me be biased.
Sometimes skews my judgment.
Yeah.
Where sometimes the bias might have been necessary.
Yeah,
maybe
right.
Maybe I knew something within that bias was built in.
Yo, the amount of time, Tyrone Tracy Jr., when I drafted him, I said, something about this kid, bro. I need him in Dynasty. Traded him a week before he blew up. Tank Bigsby. Drafted him. Went through the whole season. Said, I don't think he takes the backfield from Travis Etienne. I'm getting rid of him. To draft Tyrone Tracy Jr. And look at both of them.
Eating.
It's like my gut tells me something and then I just overthink it.
Yeah, I've been there, man. And like basketball just started up last night.
Mm-hmm.
I put a couple legs in, a couple parlays in. Short by a leg or two.
Sheesh.
Here we are again.
Starting that
wheel of motion. But like I said, what is it? I was going to do it tonight, but I don't got the funds tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe tomorrow. But I'm gonna take, like, I might do the parlay pie, like the one that we just built, like the four legs, put a little extra on it, let it run, man.
See, that little extra's gonna mess you up.
No, I meant extra as far as money,
not extra as an
extra leg. My bad. I meant extra money. I normally put like 10, 15 on the tops, maybe throw 30 on this one. Let it run.
Right. And this whole tangent, you're either thinking, why am I even listening to these dudes? If they're losing, that's not why you should be listening. It goes into the disclaimer.
Yes.
We're not professionals.
Right.
We're human. We make mistakes. We mess up. However, we're giving you 76% and 83% on hit rates. Like, we're giving you the yellow brick road, and we're just like, nah, we're going to take the back road.
Exactly. Like, I got this alternate route. I'm using, like, what was that, MapQuest? Remember MapQuest?
Right.
Like, I'm reading directions off of this paper. I already put it into GPS for you, so you good to go. Mm-hmm. Me, I got to...
We trying to take the no-tolls route.
You know what I'm saying? Like, shoot, I said to take a right, but I'm reading the wrong line. Yo, MapQuest was a wild time,
nah,
bro.
For real.
What were we doing?
For real. You just printing it out, like, 8 pages. And
like, bro, you missed that one turn. There isn't no redirecting.
Yeah, it's a wrap for you. It's a wrap for you in a whole new county. Like, how did I get here?
MapQuest, crazy time, bro.
Wow. Like,
y'all... The kids these days don't know how lucky they got it, man.
Nah, for real.
Like, cameras.
And it's crazy because kids don't even know that it wasn't a thing.
Yeah.
Like, I remember talking to my son, and, like, we said something about Netflix. And I was like, yeah, Netflix wasn't around when we were a kid. And he's like, what?
It used to be the DVD rental.
Yeah.
We used to get almost like Redbox.
Yep. Netflix used to be an online service. You go online.
That
you'd,
too.
You'd order a DVD. They'd send it to you, and there were no late fees. So they basically put Blockbuster out of business and then turned into this streaming thing that took over the world.
Really? That's crazy. They slowly but surely. I wish I was into stocks back then.
Facts.
I mean, there was no one in my life to tell me otherwise.
Right.
But if there was, like, that would have been a great time to come in on Netflix.
Yeah.
Amazon, Apple.
I saw somewhere, speaking of Netflix and Blockbuster, Netflix approached Blockbuster and was like, pretty much like, yo, we will sell you our company. Like, just, like, you can have our format and everything. Just, like, pay us. And Blockbuster was like, they, like, laughed. And we're like, no, that's never going to work.
Now look at us.
Now look at Blockbuster and look at Netflix.
Everything's streaming.
Yep.
Amazon's taking over the world.
Yep.
But it's basketball's tonight.
I mean, not basketball.
Not to delve too deep. You have a favorite team?
I grew up a Kobe Bryant Lakers fan, but when Kobe retired and they traded D'Angelo Russell, I was like, I'm out of here. So I don't know. Like, I also grew up a Steph Curry fan. I was a fan of his since Davidson, but I can't say I'm a Warriors fan because people wouldn't respect me. So
right.
It's really just like, I like Steph. I like Giannis. I like Anthony Edwards. I like Luka.
I mean, that's more typical in basketball in general, to be more of a fan of a team. Like, you hear people be like, I'm a LeBron fan. And so they've been a Heat fan. They've been a whatever fan, and they're just following LeBron as it goes. Like, me, I don't got the patience for that. I've been a New Jersey Nets / Brooklyn Nets fan since the J-Kid, Kenya Martin days when we were going to back-to-back NBA Finals just to get packed up. Good times, good times. Yep. I mean, not to go too much of a tangent because we're not a basketball podcast, but the Brooklyn Nets, we're about to go into this season straight eggs, straight stinking. But it's all for the potential to grab white boy Jesus, Cooper Flagg.
Cooper Flagg. Yeah, he's a dog.
And he's a dog. And I wouldn't even mind the other dude, Ace Bailey, the one that went to Rutgers.
Mm-hmm.
He kind of reminds me of, like, what's the dude that came out last year that got caught up with the whole, his friend killed someone and he was not a suspect, but he was Brandon Miller.
Oh, yeah.
Bailey kind of reminds me of like a bigger version of Brandon Miller. So like Brandon Miller was like a 2-3. Ace Bailey reminds me of like a 3-4.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. Should be interesting.
Yeah. I haven't watched basketball in, honestly, since like Kobe retired. That was probably the last regular season basketball game that wasn't on Christmas that I've watched.
So you didn't see LeBron and Bronny last night?
Nope.
That was actually low-key dope, man.
I wanted to.
It was low-key dope. Like, I don't care one way or the other, but I'm not a fan of the rhetoric of, like, people like, oh, why are they letting LeBron do this and the nepotism of it all? Like, not to turn this into, like, a race thing, but, I mean,
white folk do it all the time.
Thank you. I mean, no bull. Like,
look at the team they're playing for. Look at the owner.
The whole thing has been family ran.
Right.
So, like,
dad bought the team. Now daughter runs the team.
I'm cool with it, man. If LeBron wants to continue to keep the wealth within the family and continue to give your children opportunities. And
right.
Why not, man? I'm all for it. Did you see that commercial? It was LeBron filling Bronny's car up with Fruity Pebbles. That commercial was low-key hilarious.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, he's like, don't be late to practice, Rook, and clean up my driveway. Like, that was hilarious. It's a great commercial. So I'm all for it.
I don't know why people hate LeBron, man. Like, I mean, granted, I hated him for a very long time, but I know why. It's because his legacy threatened my favorite player's legacy. And I'm willing to admit that now as an adult.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't do it as a kid.
I didn't have no space to do that.
Right. Yeah. It's like, I loved Kobe Bryant, and it's like, nah, this dude, he's not better than Kobe, but like the more I watched him, I'm like, this dude might be better than Kobe. Like, he was threatening the legacy, so I'm like, I hate him. But like now it's like, bro, he's...
You can't knock it.
Yeah, man, it's...
Can't knock
crazy it. Crazy legacy.
Can't knock it, bro. Like, good times. Good kids.
Yeah,
good kid.
I'm glad I was able to witness his career.
Me too. Because like early on, I didn't really care either, same way as you. I feel like the moment I respected LeBron was the Heat game versus the Celtics to force game 7.
Yeah.
He went, and then game 7, he went super.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, okay, LeBron. This is the LeBron that they've been saying you are. Because the Celtics have been laughing at you for years.
Right.
And now you finally decided, like, all right, enough is enough.
Yeah. I remember that game. I remember That was the game that he did so well that people started to say that he sold his soul to the devil. Because there's like a part in the game where like he's like his hands are on his knees and he's looking up and he like kind of looks like crazy. Just evil.
Yeah. I do remember that.
And people were like, look, he sold his soul. And it's like, I do remember that's that. When you know you're great, when people just start assuming you sold your soul.
Making stuff up.
Yeah. Like
you think about LeBron's career in general, like he's had about like three different like peaks of like greatness during like so. When he was the young LeBron, when he finally beat the Pistons, that was some great stuff to take that team to the finals. Then he gets to Miami, finally wins a ring. Like, good stuff. He should have been MVP more often, should have won a Defensive Player of the Year more often. Mm-hmm. They just didn't like LeBron in Miami. Whatever. Goes back to Cleveland, Believeland. Brings a ring back to Cleveland. Being the best player on the face of the earth, going against the 71-10 Warriors to bring him back 3-1. Right. Like, legendary. Then you go to Lakers and become the all-time leading scorer.
Right. Yeah.
He's had about four different Hall of Fame careers.
Yeah. And, like, what's crazy about LeBron's game is I've always said this. Well, not always, but I've been saying it recently. The league changed. Like, when he first came into the league was still, like, big man-oriented.
Yep.
Slowly turning its way to, like, a guard-oriented league.
Stretch bigs were, like, Dirk. There's only, like, three of them.
Right. And then, like, it slowly started to transition. And Steph came around. And it's like, oh, we need analytics. Like, yo, we need to shoot more threes. But the knock on LeBron was always like, he can't shoot. Like, he'll never be great because he can't shoot or whatever. And then he survived in this league by becoming a great shooter. Like, yeah, he still can't shoot free throws, but he can shoot he can shoot the three ball.
He can shoot that three. Like, you know what I'm saying? He looks down long enough, you know he's going to hit that step back three.
Right. And everybody, and like, I see like LeBron haters still being like, oh, well, he can't shoot mid range. Who cares? Who, if LeBron is at the point where he's like in mid range range, he's going to the hoop.
Two more steps, he's at the hoop.
Like, he's going to the hoop and he's dunking on somebody. Like, he doesn't need to shoot mid-range. Who cares?
Right.
But people always want to, like, well, Kobe and Michael Jordan. Yes, because they played in a completely different NBA where you had to shoot the mid-range.
It always just comes down to preference and what, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
personally, for me, LeBron is the greatest basketball player ever.
Yeah. Encompassing what? The game of basketball, like encompassing it all, because you can't just leave it down to rings. If that's the case, Bill Russell's the greatest of all time, but no one cares to bring him up.
Right.
So we're talking about the skill set and the effect that you have on the basketball court.
Right.
That's LeBron.
Give me the guy that can do pretty much everything on the floor and did it from when he was 18 all the way up until he's 40.
Still doing it.
Right. Like, give me that guy. I don't want the guy that, speaking of Kobe, and I loved Kobe, he's not the GOAT because he didn't come in dominating. It took him a few years to figure out like who he was, how the game worked. Then he started to dominate, and at the end of his career, injuries piled up, and he was a shell of himself. Michael Jordan came in dominating but couldn't win nothing. Then finally started to win. Something goes on, some sketchy. He has to retire, still sketchy. Comes back, dominates, and then was like, eh, I just don't want to do this anymore.
I feel like I heard the rumors of the sketchy.
Yeah.
We'll save that for another pod. Yeah.
That's like an off-season, just random tangent pod.
As you can tell, we're definitely going to be able to give you guys content.
Right, right. We'll definitely keep you entertained.
Content will not be an issue. We are a football sports betting podcast, though.
For sure, for sure.
But you guys come for the personality.
With a side of tangents.
With a side of tangent.
But
put
we
that
are,
on a t-shirt.
We are dragging this episode. We do got to get out of here.
Yeah, we do. We love you guys, though, so keep it tight.
Yeah, keep it tight. We out here.